Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Version Control with Git. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Tools and Technologies for Backend Development in the Backend Development for Finance Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential concepts of version control, the basics of using Git for collaboration, and best practices for managing code changes. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to implement basic version control practices using Git, enhancing your efficiency in back-end development. Main content: introduction to version control concepts. Version control is a system that records changes to files over time, allowing you to recall specific versions later. In the context of software development, version control is critical for collaboration among team members. It enables multiple people to work on a project simultaneously without overwriting each other's contributions. The primary benefits of using version control include tracking changes. You can see who made changes, when, and why, which is useful for auditing and accountability. Collaboration. Developers can work on different features or fixes simultaneously, merging their changes seamlessly. Reverting changes. If something goes wrong, you can revert to a previous version of the code quickly. In finance and fintech, where accuracy and compliance are essential, version control helps maintain the integrity of code and data, ensuring that updates do not introduce errors. For instance, if a financial model used in a project needs to be updated, version control can ensure that the previous version is preserved, allowing teams to revert if necessary. Basics of using Git for collaboration. Git is a popular distributed version control system that allows teams to collaborate efficiently. Here are some basic Git commands and concepts you will find useful. Repository. Repo. A Git repository is where your project files and the history of changes are stored. You can create a new repository using the command clone. When you want to work on a project someone else has created, you can clone their repository to your local machine. Commit. After making changes to files, you need to commit those changes to your local repository. A commit is like a snapshot of your project at a specific point in time. Push. Once you're satisfied with your changes, you can push them to the remote repository so everyone can see them. Pull. To fetch and integrate changes from the remote repository into your local repository, use the pull command. These commands facilitate collaboration within teams by ensuring everyone is working on the most current version of the project. For example, if a team member updates a financial report in the project, using Git allows you to easily integrate their changes into your local version. Best practices for managing code changes. Managing code changes effectively is crucial, especially in fast-paced environments like finance. Here are some best practices to follow. Commit often, with meaningful messages. Make frequent commits and ensure that each commit message clearly describes the changes made. This practice helps collaborators understand the evolution of the project. Use branches. Create branches for new features or bug fixes. This approach keeps your main branch stable while allowing you to work on changes without interrupting the work of others. Once your changes are tested and ready, you can merge the branch back into the main branch. Pull requests. Use pull requests when merging branches. This practice allows team members to review changes before they are integrated into the main code base, fostering collaboration and quality assurance. Regularly sync with the main branch. Regular updates from the main branch help avoid large merge conflicts later. Regularly pulling changes into your feature branches keeps your work up to date. Document changes. Maintain a changelog that documents major changes to the project. This documentation is invaluable for onboarding new team members or when revisiting projects after some time. For instance, if a significant update is made to a financial application, having a changelog can help new team members understand what has changed since their last involvement. By implementing these best practices, you can ensure a smooth workflow and maintain high-quality code in your projects. Conclusion. In this lesson, we discussed the importance of version control and how Git can facilitate collaboration in software development. You learned the basics of using Git, including key commands and best practices for managing code changes effectively. Implementing these practices will significantly enhance your efficiency and accuracy in back-end development, particularly in the finance sector. Reflection questions: how can version control improve collaboration among team members in your projects? What are the benefits of using branches when developing new features or fixing bugs? Reflect on a time when you encountered a version control issue. How could the best practices discussed in this lesson have prevented that issue?